Hi, and welcome to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast. Each week, we talk with patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals and do what Cure does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. When U.S. beach volleyball Olympic medalist April Ross was just 19 years old, she lost her mother, Margie, to metastatic breast cancer. Despite this devastating loss, Ross drew inspiration from Margie's unwavering spirit and continued to pursue her goals, ultimately winning a spot in the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games. In this week's episode of the Cure Talks Cancer podcast, we spoke with Ross about how the time she was able to spend with her mother motivates her to make the most of her time now, and why it's so important for individuals who are undergoing cancer treatment have a strong support system. Let's start off by talking a little bit about your connection with cancer. So what was it like to lose your mother to metastatic breast cancer when you were just 19 years old?
Well, you know, I think obviously it was devastating. She had a long journey with the disease, and you know, even as she began to decline and it became more and more obvious the direction she was going, it was still a huge shock to me and something that I may have been in denial about. It hit me obviously really hard and at a tough point in my life. Yeah, it was rough. And, you know, but since then, you know, I've dealt with it slowly and used her memory as inspiration for, you know, my career and everything I work for on the court and off the court. You know, I feel like it's given me a lot of perspective on what's important in life and time with family and friends and those relationships. And I'm blessed to be able to play beach volleyball, and I do my best, and I picture her, you know, looking down on me. And I, you know, looking back on my memories with her, you know, just her sacrifice and determination and courage to support me and my sister while she was going through everything she went through is a huge inspiration.
So, I mean, now, did you kind of serve as a caregiver to your mother throughout her journey? Obviously, like you said, this had been going on for a while. How did you balance life and also being a caregiver and being her daughter?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, she was extremely strong. And so she, I would say for the most part, like never made it seem like, you know, me and my sister needed to take care of her. She was always the one taking care of us. And, you know, my dad did a lot of the caregiving, and towards the end, we had a hospice worker doing the caregiving. It just blows me away how much she was able to support us. And there were times, you know, like we would go with her to some of her treatments, hang out with her and, you know, and the nurses and stuff like that. And as I got older, you know, we were able to talk about stuff a little bit more. But like I said, I think she was mainly the one taking care of us.
Now, what advice would you have for others who may be coping with a parent's cancer diagnosis? It's such a delicate situation.
Yeah, I think obviously everyone is different, and I'm not an expert on dealing with it. But I would just say, you know, spend as much time as you can with your loved one, and that's the most important thing. And check in on them, offer support, and all the stuff that I wish I had been more aware of when I was growing up and things that maybe I would have done in retrospect. And just, I think, giving them space to feel how they're going to feel and just being supportive of it.
How does your mother's journey kind of inspire you today in what you do?
It's tough doing what I do. And I feel ridiculous saying that a little bit because it's beach volleyball, but competing for a spot at the Olympics and competing at the Olympics, there's a lot of pressure and it takes a lot of dedication and sacrifice. And, you know, I think seeing how dedicated my mom was to giving my sister and I opportunities and a normal childhood and the sacrifices she made and the courage she showed and her bravery make it so much easier for me to draw inspiration from that and use that on the court. You know, like that's what my mom went through. I'm just playing beach volleyball, so I can step up and do these things on the court. So in a way it keeps it in perspective. And like I said, it taught me what's really important in life. So it kind of eases that pressure a little bit playing beach volleyball, which is really helpful. But yeah, I think just those intrinsic things, those intangible things, you know, the spirit that she exhibited is what inspires me.
So now you did say that obviously she was doing a lot of the caretaking for everyone else around her while she was going through her own cancer journey. Why would you say it's important for people who are impacted by cancer, things like even metastatic breast cancer, to have a strong support system around them?
I mean, I think it's essential. And, you know, they're obviously going through things physically and emotionally, and they need that support system. They need all the help that they can get. And I mean, it's one of the reasons why I'm really excited to partner with Eli Lilly. And, you know, they serve as a big support system. They're, you know, always researching and working on new treatment options, like their Verzenio that obviously has the potential to give people more time with their families, which is huge. So I kind of view that as being a support system, but also, you know, obviously your friends and family around you. And my mom was really lucky in the way that she had a great group of girlfriends who I think really offered her a lot of support. And I'm still friends with a lot of them today, and they're always checking in on me and my sister. So it lives on also.
That's great. So now, lastly, if you could go back and give your younger self one piece of advice, what would that be?
You know, my younger self, I was so focused on volleyball, and my family like really valued that. And you know, I believe my mom had a lot of pride in my volleyball, and that drove me also. I wanted to succeed for her, and to this day still. But I think if I could go back to my younger self, I'd tell myself to invest more heavily in my relationships with my family and friends, you know, and like really, really take stock of those memories and be present and value those as much as I valued going to practice and working hard and trying to succeed on the court. And I feel like I've learned that lesson over time and know that now, but I kind of wish I could tell my younger self that as well.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cure Talks Cancer podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcasts. The Cure Talks Cancer podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.